It's time to tell Cynthia where to go. Each Friday at this time, we take a moment to talk about fun things to see and do around Wisconsin, and this week, we've added a special Valentine's Day twist. Good morning, I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:07 on Friday, February 14th. We want to know, where are your favorite places to go for a romantic getaway around the state? What do you plan to do this Valentine's Day? Maybe you're single and spending time with your platonic friends. You can tell us about that, too. Our phone number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@wpr.org. Our guest today is Lisa Marshall. She's the Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi. Happy Valentine's Day, Cynthia.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thanks.
Well, you know, it's cold and snowy and I would love to just forget about the weather. How can I do this? What's a great place to go on Valentine's Day to forget about the weather?
Well, you know, there's a lot of really indoor places that you can go to. And just, I just wanted to start out by saying, you know, giving the gift of travel for Valentine's Day, you know, you're really giving the gift of experience that you and your significant other or you and your girlfriends, however you celebrate, you know, you can have that experience together and you have the memories. So it's a really great idea. And then some of these ideas, or all of these ideas, you could, you know, take a trip any time of the year. But I know, like, right now, with it being all cold and snowy, that a lot of people want to go inside and cuddle up and snuggle, and we have such fabulous resorts and spas around the state. We are so lucky, and that's probably where I would send you right now.
What are some examples?
Well, I'm going to start out with the American Club in Kohler, and they are a Forbes 5-star resort. I mean, they're probably one of the top resorts in our state, in the Midwest, actually. And they do a couple packages. Right now, they've got a red carpet retreat, and it's kind of like having your, you know, in-room movie theater, you know, with snacks and moving, like movie night. And then a second package is their celebration package, and that's like your more traditional champagne, chocolate, rose petals on the bed, you know, dinner at one of their 5-star restaurants. So those are packages. And then you can also go to the Kohler Water Spa, which is, I've been there myself, and it's phenomenal. They have some couples package or couple services. You can do a massage together for two or a river bath for two. And then I was just talking to their people over there, and they have a s'more pedicure. And I just like, s'more pedicure? What is that? And it's where they use a sweet cream exfoliation scrub and chocolate body butter, which sounds pretty cool.
That sounds relaxing. I could go
for
that.
Yeah. You just relax thinking about it. And hey, you know, I was going to say, too, if you say you decide to go to Kohler this weekend, or actually, I was going to say, there's right now, the state parks in Wisconsin are offering candlelight skis. There are about 8 of them around the state. And what it is you can either ski or hike by candlelight. They light tiki torches along the trail. And then they'll have a bonfire at the end where you can warm up with a hot beverage. And that's like a really romantic thing to do. I mean, what's more romantic than skiing and hiking in the evening with the candlelight?
And if you're lucky, the skies will be clear and you can enjoy the stars and the moon above. Yeah.
I can't predict the weather here with so, but we'll hope for a clear evening. And those are all happening on Saturday. And there's a list of places on the DNR website.
So you, Travel Wisconsin, put out a list of suggestions of romantic getaways across the state. Let's start with in Madison. What is there to do in the capital city?
Well, you know, actually this weekend, we have an event called the Madison Winter Festival, where they'll be trucking, you know, snow downtown for the annual Winter Festival. But, you know, there's awesome places to stay. One boutique hotel that is really popular here is Hotel Red. And they're offering some romance packages as well. And it's very cutting-edge, modern. It's right down by Camp Randall Stadium near the campus. And the package includes wine, sparkling wine, chocolate-covered cherries, breakfast in bed. So very romantic. And then we have museums. So you take your sweetheart to either visit the Chazen or the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art as well. And then, just of course, we have a lot of great dining in Madison. You know, I'm going to put a couple plugs in for if you're looking for brunch, Sofra in Middleton. And another really a new one down here is the Bassett Street Brunch Club. It's owned by the people who own the Food Fight chain of restaurants, and it just opened. It's also near the campus. So those would be really great ideas if you're here in Madison this weekend.
What about if I'm in northeast Wisconsin?
Oh, like Green Bay? Another great destination. They're really picking up on their restaurant scene. Some great ideas if you want to, you know, dine at Black and Tan or 335 or Syrah is a restaurant that I've been to where they actually bring out little jars of butter or cream and you make your own butter at tableside. So cool. And then as far as like places to stay in Green Bay, I highly recommend, if you want to go more boutique hotel, they've got the St. Brendan's Inn, which is very Irish themed. And, but they have huge, you know, bathrooms with like the separate shower and the bathtub. So, and then they have a restaurant on site that does, of course, all Irish food. And then the owner of the St. Brendan's Inn also owns Chateau de Pere, and another great, place, you know, to stay as well. And then we just heard about a new little gift store. It's called Do-It-Yourself Studio and Gifts. And you can go in and actually make your own spa products. You know, whether it's bath salts or perfumes or colognes, you pick the fragrances and you mix and match them to make your own products. And there's another place that does that, too, in the state. And I think I'm surprised like this hasn't caught on more, but Olivu 426 in Sheboygan is another place. Lovely little place right there in A Street in Sheboygan. Same thing, you go in and she, you know, makes lip balms and all kinds of all natural organic products. So take your sweetheart there and let her pick out, have her make all of her own products.
That's in Green Bay?
Well, one is in Green Bay. The first one is Do-It-Yourself Studio and Gifts. Mm-hmm. But then there's another one in Sheboygan called Olivu 426, and that's on 8th Street.
Gotcha. And what if we wanted to travel just slightly north up to Door County?
Oh, well, you know, Door County is one of my favorite places. Gosh, where do I begin there? You know, of course, they also are having a candlelight ski there, I think at Peninsula State Park. The White Gull Inn, very romantic place to stay. I stayed at the Stone Harbor Resort in Sturgeon Bay. It's a really fabulous place to stay. And if you're not sure, and I'm going to give some advice here, if you're looking for lodging, I mean, you can always use the TravelWisconsin.com website, but you can also call like the Door County Convention and Visitor Bureau and, you know, get suggestions. Say, you know, I'm looking for, this is the kind of lodging property I'm looking for, and they can make suggestions. Mm-hmm. And great dining there as well in Door County.
So there's still plenty going on in the winter up there.
I'm sorry?
There's still plenty going on in the winter up there.
Yeah.
I picture it shutting down after Labor Day.
No, I mean, you still can shop and, you know, they have events and things like that, sleigh rides, I'm sure. So there's always a lot happening in Door County.
We're talking with Lisa Marshall. She's Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and it's a special Valentine's Day edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine. You can tell me to go, and I'll pass the message on to her. I'm sure she's got some fun romantic plans herself tonight for Valentine's Day. You can call in at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Cynthia Schuster. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
It's a special Valentine's Day edition of Tell Cynthia Where to Go. And we're taking your suggestions on romantic getaways across the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps you're not going anywhere for Valentine's Day, but you like to get away once in a while, perhaps in the summer when it's a little bit more warm and welcome for travel. You can let us know what your favorite destinations are at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. We're talking with Lisa Marshall, Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Dan and Drummond is on the line. Hi, Dan.
Hi. What I want to suggest is one of the places that can be gotten to is Bayfield for staying. You got the old Rittenhouse Inn up there. And then another thing that can be done for a couple is to take a ride over on the ice road and see what Madeline Island looks like in the wintertime. And then the last thing, I know there's quite a few that love the nature and all that and being out in nature, would be to take a walk and take a look at the ice caves.
Dan, I'm really glad that you, that was one of the things I was going to bring up, the seek the ice caves, because these are spectacular. And here's the deal. They have not had enough cold weather up in that area in 5 years. So it's been 5 years since people could really go out and see them. And if you haven't, I mean, this has been getting national news. So, I mean, there's been all kinds of photos and things that you could, you know, see on if you Google them or whatever. But they're just phenomenal. And so definitely this is the time of year to go up there and see the ice caves.
Yeah,
they may not come back next year.
I saw a feature on that on CBS Evening News. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday night. So, yeah,
exactly.
Definitely it's gotten a lot of attention. I wonder if that's increased tourism up there.
It has. In fact, I want to say that they've many businesses that would normally be closed during this time of year have, like, opened up just for the ice cave.
Hmm.
And, you know, another event, if you're up in that area, is in Ashland, and it's so it's real closed. You know, you may have to find lodging in Ashland anyways. But they're doing Book Across the Bay this weekend. And that's where you can ski or snowshoe across the Shawangunk Bay between Washburn and Ashburn. And it's at night, and they got torches and candles and everything. So it's another great event in that part of the state.
And can you tell us more about the ice road to Madeline Island?
Well, I think, again, it's just that, you know, the water has frozen enough that you can actually drive.
Mm-hmm.
And this becomes part of, like, Highway 8. And so it just makes it easier. Oh, excuse me, my computer went off here. That you can basically take your car from Bayfield and you just drive across to Madeline Island. Normally, you would have to take a ferry during, you know, the summer, and then they have the wind sled for those times between frozen road and water.
Wow, it's going to take a lot to convince me to drive my car out there, though.
I know. You know, really, it's like you're kind of nervous about it, right?
Yeah. Doesn't seem natural.
But they, you know, the locals up there, that's how they get around. I mean, that they're very used to that.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234. If you have a suggestion on things to do this weekend or any weekend in Wisconsin as you get away for a romantic getaway, I know some people like to get together with their girlfriends and have a girls' weekend for, you know, up in a cabin or something. You can call in with your suggestions as well and your experiences. Have you done some of these candlelight skis that we've been talking about? Perhaps you visited the ice caves. What did you think? Our number is 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. And don't forget the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's move along maybe to,
yeah.
Are there any destinations remaining in north central Wisconsin that you'd like to talk about?
I'm actually thinking, I don't want to not do north central Wisconsin, but I feel bad if I overlook Milwaukee. And there's a lot of really great things. I really feel like I got to put a plug in for them. First of all, I mean, they have an awesome restaurant scene, a wide variety of hotels from like high-end boutique hotels like the Iron Horse, or, you know, you can go down or in the lower end, a lot budget-friendly. But there's some really cool things that are happening there this weekend. One of them is at the Marcus Center for Performing Arts, Milwaukee Dance Works. We'll be performing Valentine Romance, and this is a set of three dances that were originally performed in Europe, and so it's very romantic. Another great idea, if you want to be more active, kind of along the lines of the skiing, is ice skating. And right downtown at Red Arrow Park, they have outdoor ice skating, so it's kind of like Milwaukee's own little Rockefeller Center, and you can skate outside, and of course, conveniently next to the park is a Starbucks, so you can warm up with your hot beverage and enjoy some skating with your Valentine. And I can do one more thing. Oh, the Milwaukee Art Museum is offering a dinner. I'm hoping that there's still reservations. I would call soon. But they're calling it Rendezvous Valentine's Dinner. And you start out, the chef from the museum's restaurant there is going to do a dinner and include the champagne toast. And then after dinner, they'll take you on a guided tour. They'll give you a rose, and they take you on a tour of the museum's collections, kind of focusing on the more romantic artists and pieces that they have in their collection.
Mm-hmm. What about in the Lake Geneva area?
Oh, Lake Geneva is another great one. One of my favorite places to stay is the Baker House. And then here's it's phenomenal. Of course, they're sold out already. So, you know, file that away for, you know, a visit maybe later in the year. However, they did open up a sister property. It's called Maxwell Mansion, and this is the oldest mansion in Lake Geneva. And the owners of these properties, the name escapes me, but she's an interior designer, and she's been on HGTV. She has turned these and restored these mansions into really cool properties and very vintage, modern chic. You know, she's playing on the history of these properties, but in a very modern way. And last I heard was they were offering, the Maxwell Mansion was offering a murder mystery dinner. That's tomorrow night. They still had opening, but that was earlier this week, so I would definitely call ahead. And another good thing, you can surprise your sweetheart with a cooking class at the Lake Geneva School of Cooking. It's called Funny Valentine, and last I checked for them, they had classes for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, or maybe it was Thursday tonight and Friday and then Sunday. I think they're sold out on Saturday. And the classes are about $85 a person, and you actually help Chef John prepare a multi-course dinner and dessert and wine pairing. So again, it'll be like a very romantic themed dinner.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you mentioned the murder mystery dinner, because I wouldn't think of that as a romantic thing, but I would be intrigued by it. Have you ever done one?
No, I have not. And I wasn't, and I didn't think of it as being romantic either, but I just thought, the Maxwell Mansion has a very romantic feel to it. And I just love both of those properties. And, of course, if you're in Lake Geneva, there's a lot of traditional resorts that are just phenomenal. I mean, I can't not say anything. I can't go without mentioning the Grand Geneva, the Abbey, Geneva Inn. There's so many different lodging options there, Lake Lawn. And also, I just throw this out there, Lake Geneva Canopy Tours, they are open 365 days a year. So, I mean, if it gets up into the 30s, go zip lining.
I mean,
some adventurous couples might find that fun, or a group of girlfriends. So I was a little plug in for the zip line tour.
Did you say in 30 degree weather?
Yeah, no, they literally were open 365 days a year.
Oh,
I don't think, I don't really know if they ever shut down or what the conditions would be, but they zip line in the winter. It's hard to believe, but I mean, you have to dress appropriately.
But, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to hang on when you have those thick gloves on.
Yeah. Well, there's not so much hanging on, I think, because you're actually, I guess there is, but you're roped in, kind of harnessed in.
Okay.
And you use your, and they give you big gloves to sort of slow and stop yourself, stop yourself as you go through these different zip lines. So it'd probably be very pretty to see it, this time of year, to get a different look and feel than you would have in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, what areas haven't we hit yet? I don't think we've talked about Western Wisconsin yet. Maybe the La Crosse area.
No, I'm thinking specifically. Great River Road is one of my favorite places as well. And of course, you got all those little B&Bs all along there. So I mean, if it, weather's good, you can make the drive. There's so many different options. Especially in the Stockholm Maiden Rock, Eric Pepin area. There's a lot of really cute B&Bs. A restaurant that I've dined at that I really liked is the Harbor View Cafe in Pepin. And then, of course, La Crosse, they've got, great hotels. And they also have a number of really good restaurants like the Freight House and Piggies and things like that. So you could do definitely a romantic evening there and could go up to, the bluffs, there, overlooking the river and, a little romantic champagne sunset, I guess. But Lake La Crosse is another really good destination. And Wausau, you asked me about central Wisconsin. I kind of glossed over that, but I will go back to it. If you're a skier, Granite Peak ski area is one of the top ski areas in the state. Well, it's the largest, highest peak and all that. And they do a lot of packages partnering with the Jefferson Street Inn, which is a really great boutique hotel. I'm sure they have packages and things like that. They have them year-round, probably for couples and romance. And I've dined at a couple places there. Pinewood Supper Club is an excellent one. The Back When Cafe. And also, Wausau has the outdoor ice skating as well. So that's another great, again, I go back to it, it's so romantic. You ice skate with your sweetheart. So it's right in that 400 block of downtown. In fact, they just call it the 400 block. And there's a place where you can rent your ice skates and then, again, have a lovely evening outside.
And one corner of the state that I often forget about, but I know that, Wyalusing State Park is down there, is the southwestern Wisconsin. What would you recommend over there?
Oh, well, for sure, Wyalusing State Park. I'm trying to think about that. There are a number of cabins and places you can stay. You know, this is basically south of, you know, La Crosse and down. Oh, I have a good suggestion. If you've never been to the National Brewery Museum, so let's say you have a significant other who is into craft beer, we have to take them to the Potosi Brewery Museum or the National Brewery Museum at the Potosi Brewery Complex. You know, this is like the oldest brewery in our state, and they restored it a number of years ago, and they brought in the National Brewiana collection, and it's there at this museum. And this place, Potosi, beat out like St. Louis and Cleveland and all these other, Milwaukee, all these other big cities to have this property there. But anyway, they have a place you can dine, you take a tour. And then, of course, you know, nearby Platteville has a number of different lodging options as well.
Hmm. There must have been some major event there a few weeks ago, because I remember my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed was full of pictures from friends that were out there.
Was that the
Potosi?
Oh, at Potosi. Oh, I'm not sure. They might. Yeah, I mean, there was, I was thinking the New Year's Eve event in Prairie du Chien that gets all the attention, and this has been national attention, is the dropping of the carb.
that's right.
New Year's Eve event. But, yeah, Potosi, they might have had, yeah, they probably did have a big event.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of wineries and places like that and all along that whole river road.
Well, Lisa Marshall, we will leave it there and go to the news. We'll be back with more suggestions from you and from our callers at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234 with your suggestions on where to go to enjoy a romantic getaway around the state. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abel's, Carter, Newburgh, Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air.
It's a Valentine's Day edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This week, we're taking your suggestions on romantic things to do around Wisconsin. It's in honor of Valentine's Day, but you can call in with your suggestions for romantic getaways throughout the year. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. We'll get to more suggestions and your calls after this installment of Wisconsin Life. Valentine's Day is a time to celebrate romance, but it's also a holiday of love in all its forms. Writer Jill Sisson Quinn tells us about one of the loves in her life.
In the house, my border collie Betsy is a wallflower. This is exactly how she was described by the personality rating system at the Wisconsin Humane Society in Milwaukee, where we got her. All black, she blends into the shadowy corners behind the furniture where she curls up for hours so that sometimes we can't even find her. During thunderstorm season, she spends a good bit of time under our bed. Daily, she rotates through several favorite resting spots with no real attention to the room I might happen to be in. We force her to love us, and she complies, eventually leaning into our bodies when we command her onto the couch and give her what we call a deep tissue massage. Don't get me wrong, she likes the couch, but prefers to have it to herself. Outside, I'm not sure what you would call her. She runs large, perfect circles at high speed in the yard, coming straight at me, twirling in the air when I try to touch her, then repeating the process. She climbs half a tree after fox squirrels. She pounces on weed patches with her forepaws, sticks her nose under snow, and once or twice a year comes out with a mouse. Once, she leapt into the air and caught a bird with her mouth. She bursts around the house's corners to find me, checking in periodically, making mental notes. Now she's in the garden, now she's in the barn, now she's on the porch. It is as if we are always involved in a grand game of tag or hide and seek. After hikes, she is covered in burrs and dried swamp mud. Inside, she lies across my lap and I pull off the burrs. I run my hand along the scant fur of her belly and watch her eyes roll back and close. I sometimes forget she is another species. I imagine myself stroking the belly of a wolf or a coyote, our heads this close. I gently pull up her black lip with a finger and touch the tip of one of her canines. When I let go, the lip stays retracted for a moment, as if she, too, is reminding me. outside, when I'm perched awkwardly on some fallen tree observing pond life, and she is balanced on that same tree behind me, or standing in the water at my hips, suddenly social, trying to get as close to me as possible, does she sometimes forget I am human? Where is our love most true? In the places where our friends meet us, or in the places they take us to? For Betsy and me, I think that place is in the forest. For as much as I love our interspecies cuddles on the couch, it is in the woods where the mental latitude between us shrinks the most, where I become more solitary and paradoxically more reachable, where we become a single unit.
Jill Sasson Quinn is a writer in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Find out more and listen to more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is now on Wisconsin Public Television. The new TV series airs Monday nights at 8 throughout February. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's Tell Cynthia Where to Go. We're asking for your suggestions on romantic getaways across the state. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. We're talking with Lisa Marshall, Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Lisa, we traveled the state a bit in our conversation in the first half of the show here, but we managed to miss out on the Wisconsin Dells. What's going on in the Dells?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to change everyone's perception that this is just a family, you know, a family destination for kids or whatever. It's actually, they have a lot of adult attractions and places to stay, starting with, obviously, Sundara Inn and Spa. I mean, and this is a spa that was voted one of the top 10 destination spas by the Readers of Travel and Leisure magazine. So it's phenomenal spa property. I mean, you can actually get out and enjoy the outdoor infinity pool. It's heated year-round, so that is such a cool aspect that you can't find it anywhere else in the state. And they had a couple of spa services this month, Chardonnay, sugar scrub for smooth skin, and they're using chocolate and the healing properties of cocoa and a number of other services. And what I like about Sundara Inn and Spa, they will drive you. If you want to go out to dinner in downtown Dells, they'll have a limo service right there on the property that will take you to your dinner. A couple great dining options, Steels at the Wilderness, Kaminsky's Chop House at Chula Vista. And then if you're looking for something more casual, you got Sprecher's Pub, which is right there on the main drag there in downtown Dells. And, you know, shopping, too. I think people, you know, downtown Wisconsin Dells is not just T-shirt shops, and they're really working to change that. And one of the stores now, Alpha Beta Karma, really like upscale, fun, funky clothes for women. So if you got a female sweetheart, you might want to like have her stop in there and do a little shopping. And it's not real, you know, the prices are very reasonable there as well.
1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation on things to do around Wisconsin. We have Leanne and Delavan on the line. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
What's your suggestion?
This weekend, starting today, they're going to have snow sculpting and ice carving at downtown Delavan and also at Lake Lawn Resort, and that's in conjunction with the Sky Circus on Ice, and that runs through Sunday. And on Saturday and Sunday, they have a 600-kite launch at noon. And that's at Lake Lawn Resort, and they have specials at the resort and different things going on in the community of Delavan, too.
Wow.
That's very close to Lake Geneva. Yeah.
Tell us more about the Sky Circus on Ice.
It's kites, and they're going to be flying these kites over Lake Delavan, and they have professional kite flyers. I guess it was the guy that was on America's Got Talent, and he did kite flying, evidently, on that show. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to have kite flying lessons. And it's just a huge amount of kites being flown, and they're big kites. And it just, it's something new that they're just starting this year.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Leanne, for telling us about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad that she mentioned that, because that one was was flying under the radar for me. And I know what she's talking about. They used to have an event like that in Madison, and these kites are massive. And it really, these are professional kite flyers. And there's just, they're real colorful, and it has this really great, you know, it just looks so cool in the sky. So that sounds like a really fantastic event, and I'm making note of that for myself.
And it's interesting, because when I think of kite flying, I think of the summer activities. You go out to a park and do this, but we're standing out there in the dead of winter on a frozen lake flying these kites. Is it just the perfect condition for kite flying? Is that why it's become a winter event?
Yeah, I think that's why, you know, for one, you know, you're on a lake, so you have no obstructions of trees, mm-hmm. and so you can stand out there. And you're right, there's that proper wind condition that they need. So, yeah, they used to have something like that called Kites on Ice in Madison, and that was a number of years ago. So it's really glad to see that somewhere in Wisconsin that has come back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm definitely making a note of that.
Eric in Kenosha couldn't stay on the line, but wanted to recommend two things that aren't necessarily going on right now, something to look forward to. Rock County has a maple sugar festival sometime in mid-March. Also, the Botanical Gardens in Milwaukee are a great place to visit and have shows throughout the spring.
And I would say, well, there's a lot of botanical gardens that you might want to check out as we get into the spring. Just say the Rotary Gardens in Janesville. There's the Botanical Gardens in Green Bay, Olbert Gardens here in Madison, and, of course, like the Domes in Milwaukee. So those are, yeah. And some of them have indoor, you know, so you can kind of like go and enjoy the tropics at this time of year as well.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, exactly. I get the feeling, Cynthia, you don't like to be outside in the cold.
You know, it's just that it's been such a long winter. And it's been, I think it was that polar vortex that did me in this year.
Yeah, this has been a tough one in terms of cold. But I think as a Wisconsinite, you have to embrace it and just say, you know, I'm going to find some kind of outdoor activity just to kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I need to toughen up a bit, I know.
Yeah, but it passes and it will be spring here soon, so.
We're talking with Lisa Marshall, Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and taking your suggestions on where to go in Wisconsin to enjoy a romantic getaway. Perhaps you're headed somewhere this weekend, or perhaps you're staying close to home. What are you up to for Valentine's Day? Are you a singleton celebrating perhaps Galentine's Day, popular event now made popular by the show Parks and Recreation? I'm seeing a lot of that among my friends. You can call in with your suggestions at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@WPR.org, and you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
It's Tell Cynthia Where to Go. We're getting your suggestions on what to do this weekend or any weekend for a romantic getaway across Wisconsin. Our phone number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@WPR.org. Talking with Lisa Marshall, Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Scott in Green Bay has called in. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
What's your recommendation?
I'm taking my wife on a very romantic weekend getaway to Madison for a couple bluegrass shows, so... should be a hoot.
Oh, wow. That's this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us more about it. Who are you going to see?
There's this Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. They're out of Stevens Point, and they're a great foot stomping boogie down group. I much enjoy their music. And then there's the Yonderbone String Band the following night on Saturday at the Orpheum in Madison. So It should be a great weekend.
Nice. So is this a festival taking place in multiple venues, or is it all at the Orpheum?
Nope, it's just a couple. It's not tied together.
Oh, okay.
The one show is Horseshoes is the night before at the High Noon, and they're also playing with a really nice Madison-based funk band, the Mustache. So, I'm really looking forward to it, probably a lot more so than she is, but I guess that has.
Every relationship has some give and take, Scott.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's kind of a do-it-yourself music festival there. You can kind of build your own when you find multiple bands you like in one place at one time.
And that's what I was saying. You know, I'm going to put a plug in real quick for travelwisconsin.com. And we have thousands and thousands of events listed on our events calendar. And we rely on the state tourism industry to upload those in there. So, I mean, we have so many. It's like all in one place. And so things like that, I mean, especially when you're looking for something really niche like a bluegrass, you're going to find it on that website and, you know, under the events calendar. So definitely check it out and you can, you know, search for what's happening this weekend and hopefully something like that will come up for you.
Yeah. Well, what are some events for people with young children who want to celebrate Valentine's Day together as a family?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, well, I don't know if this would be celebrating Valentine's Day, but it's a fun family event. I'm going to mention it anyways. up in Drummond, Wisconsin, they're going to have the bar stool races. And this is such a quirky Wisconsin thing. But the participants take bar stools and they decorate them and they put skis on them and then they race them down a hill in the snow. And it's like, you know, it's just kooky fun. And they'll also have bed racing and snow dodgeball and just a lot of, like, what you would describe as only Wisconsin activities. And then another quirky one is the Perkinstown Outhouse Races. Say it's in Perkinstown, Wisconsin. I think it's coming up maybe next weekend. Same kind of quirky, you know, we're going to put an outhouse on skis and people push it down a hill and they have races and then contests to see who had the prettiest potty and things like that. So a lot of, I mean, they're quirky, but they're fun, you know. Oh, and I was going to say, too, Milwaukee Public Museum has the Body World exhibit that's just opened, I think, 2 weeks ago, and that'll be running for a while. And this was a national touring event, and it had been to the Public Museum, I want to say, a number of years ago, but it's back. And it's the scientists had found a way to preserve, like, slices of the human body so that you could see, you know, the composition. And it's very informative. It's a little, you know, it will take hard to get used to seeing it, but it's a very powerful exhibit that's at the Milwaukee Public Museum.
1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you have any suggestions on what to do for a romantic getaway or any events and destinations you look forward to across the state. I mentioned Galentine's Day for the single ladies out there, but maybe you're taking a mancation with your guy friends. Larry Mueller likes to do that once a year. He always looks forward to his mancation. 1-800-642-1234 and talk@WPR.org is our email address. Let's talk to Jim and Cable. Jim, what's your recommendation?
Oh, good morning. Well, we have a show that we're putting on in Hayward at the Park Theater. We got about 6 inches of fresh snow yesterday. The snow is beautiful. The trails are open. And this is going to be just a wonderful way to end a day of skiing and fun in the snow today. We have a new singer that is going to do a debut of 4 lumberjack poems that have been set to music. We have a band. We've got two guest speakers reading from old history books, and it's all about the old lumberjack days. The best thing about this show is that the proceeds are going to be used to send large print books, lumberjack tales, to all the nursing homes and senior care centers across northern Wisconsin. It's just a really great event. The tickets are $10 in advance at a place called Artbeat, and the number for Artbeat is 934. Oh, gosh, 2780. So
what's the area code there?
715-934-2780. Okay. Or you can find them online, but it's called the Park Theater Valentine's Day Lumberjack Show, and it's going to be a great event.
Thank you, Jim, for telling us about that.
And I'm glad you brought that up about the snowmobile trails are, like, in excellent condition right now in the top half of the state. So if you are a snowmobiler, get out your, you know, get your truck, get your snowmobiles up there because this is the time of year. And if you want to check our travelwisconsin.com snow report, you can get really great information on the trails, which ones are open, which ones have been groomed, and that's all on travelwisconsin.com.
We had talked about, in addition now to snowmobile trails, skiing, skating. What are some other outdoor activities that we might not have thought of to help us, if not appreciate winter, at least be one with winter?
I know. Well, I'm just still seeing, you know, like snowshoeing. And, I mean, that's kind of what, you know, something that maybe I could handle is snowshoeing. And that's gotten really popular, and, you know, because the way to hike, you know, in this time of year. So snowshoeing, and there's cross-country skiing. We have dog sledding in Wisconsin. If that's something you're interested in, or just like experiencing that or trying it, there are outfitters up more northwest Wisconsin that you can go for half day, full day. I mean, they have some really great trips up there. And again, we have the outfitters listed on travelwisconsin.com. We have even things like ice boating now. Madison's kind of, and Lake Geneva, kind of been a hub for that, where you have ice boating, where the boats are going across the ice. Oh, and then, of course, ice fishing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go out now here in Madison, you can see all the little shanties, and they're all over the state. So ice fishing is really popular right now, and the DNR, I'm sure, has really good information on, you know, all of that on their website.
Your mention of dog sledding reminded me of another activity that I associate with the holidays, but horseback rides or sleigh rides.
Yeah.
Are those still going on?
Yes, they are. In fact, I was gonna suggest one until I realized it was sold out, but Old World Wisconsin. So make a note of this for next year, you know, register early. But Old World Wisconsin was doing the old-fashioned bobsled, and it did sell out, but a lot of other places, if you go to travelwisconsin.com, you can find, you know, a lot of the tree farms and places like that are going to offer, you know, hay rides, sleds, you know, or the bobsleds or the sleigh rides. So I think you can find those on our website.
I know that you love just about everything about the state of Wisconsin, but
I do.
Are you able to pick a top city in terms of, you know, a most romantic city in the state?
Wow, that's a tough one. Most romantic city in the state. Oh, I don't think I could do that. It would be so hard. I can just say for me, my happy place has always been Door County, year-round. But I just think you can find, I think romance is where you make it and who you're with, and you can have it wherever you want in Wisconsin. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, what should we think about as we head out the door this weekend, and where can we find out more about what's going on?
Well, check travelwisconsin.com. And again, a lot of these offers, things that we're talking about, you can do them anytime. So, you know, obviously today is Valentine's Day. It's short notice, but maybe give the gift of gift certificates, or, you know, come home tonight and tell your sweetheart, for Valentine's Day, I'm giving you this spa getaway. We're going to do it in 2 weeks, but we're going to do it. And I think that's a great way, you know, again, giving the gift of an experience that you can share with your significant other, you know, creating memories. And I guess a gift certificate to these places are a great option.
Mm. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Oh, my God, it was so much my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Lisa Marshall is Communications Director at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and she was sharing her suggestions for romantic getaways in the state. There are lots of events going on this weekend, but you might also be on the lookout for events as the weather warms up and you're looking for some summer activities as well. Thank you for all the suggestions that you've sent into the program, and you can also continue to find them at the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, where you can also continue the conversation online. Thanks to Robin Cherry for producing the hour, to Christy Taylor for on-air production. I hope you'll join me, you'll join Joy. She will be back next Monday at 6 o'clock. It's going to be President's Day, and they'll discuss presidential history you may not know. That's Monday morning at 6 o'clock. Right here on the Ideas Network. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine on Wisconsin Public Radio.